This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, sitting in for Douglas Edwards. There is nothing new on the hostages in the American embassy in Iran. No apparent movement on their release, but Iran has gone to the United Nations complaining that the United States is pushing the world to the brink of war. It has asked for a meeting of the Security Council. It has closed Iranian airspace to American planes. Along with these moves, there's been some indication that the Revolutionary Council's position is not quite so tough now. Marvin Kalb reports on reaction at the State Department.
The fact is, no one is quite sure what the Iranian position is, except that the original demand for the Shah's extradition seems to have been muted. Officials say that if Iran is now making proposals rather than delivering ultimatums and is now carrying the stalemate from the streets to the UN chambers, then these may be steps in the right direction. But spokesman Hadding Carter and other officials here stressed the central problem remains the release of the hostages.
The hostages are being held in violation of international law and bilateral treaty. We are interested in their release. I would not like for the focus to be shifted from that central point. The violation is clear. The remedy is clear.
The State Department has opened a direct line to the Iranians who control the U.S. Embassy compound and the hostages, but neither through this contact nor any other that still functions has there been any breakthrough or even an intimation of one. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
The question remains, can Ayatollah Khomeini and the Revolutionary Council control the students who hold the hostages? Randy Daniels reports from Tehran.
While the Iranians were sending out new diplomatic signals, they were also orchestrating support for the students occupying the American embassy. The morning crowds were small, but by mid-afternoon, waves of pro-Khomeini supporters converged on the embassy. The solidarity is clear. The carnations, a symbol of the Iranian revolution, flow freely, a romantic gesture of commitment and support. Once again, Iran's military demonstrated at the embassy, first the army, then the navy, each pledging loyalty to Ayatollah Khomeini and denouncing the United States. With such emotional support, it is easy to understand the students' defiance. At a news conference today, their message was blunt. They will not release their hostages until the Shah is returned to Iran to face trial. We are prepared to wait as long as it takes, the students said, no matter how long. Randy Daniels, CBS News, Tehran.
More news after this.
Now, True Value Hardware Stores want to give you the facts of life about Rayovac heavy-duty supercell batteries. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you that Rayovac heavy-duty supercells can give you better than twice the life of their ordinary batteries. So when you have devices that you use often or for long periods of time, use Rayovac heavy-duty supercells. You won't have to replace them as often, and in the long run, that's more economical for you. Get Rayovac heavy-duty supercell batteries in popular sizes at True Value Hardware Stores. And right now, Rayovac offers a $1 refund plus a free assortment of Gillette products by mail with your proof of purchase of any three heavy-duty battery packs. Get the details on this exclusive offer from participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers. And save gas. You won't have to drive far for your hardware and houseware needs. If you're looking for value, service, and selection, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers nationwide. True Value, more than just a name. It's our way of doing business.
President Carter's decision to boycott Iranian oil seems to be the most popular action he's taken in months, even though some people are saying it's too little and too late. Nelson Benton reports on the mood on Capitol Hill.
Congressional support for President Carter's boycott of Iranian oil was close to unanimous with speeches of commendation in both houses. Republican presidential candidate Howard Baker's reaction in an interview was typical.
I applaud the president for the decision he took on the Iranian oil supply. I think the last thing on earth we need to do right now is buy oil from Iran while they're violating the most fundamental tenet of international relations, that is, the sanctity of a foreign embassy in your country. I think that other steps will have to be thought of and examined carefully, as I'm sure the administration will do.
House Republican John Ashbrook dissented, however, calling Mr. Carter's move a day late and a dollar short. Vice President Mondale and other administration officials gave both houses of Congress closed briefings on Iran, which few members were willing to discuss in detail. Senate Energy Chairman Henry Jackson did say, however, that communications through third countries on the embassy siege have improved, indicating broader international support for the U.S. position. Nelson Benton, CBS News at the Capitol.
The World Tonight continues after this.
Nescafe Instant Coffee presents Judith Lawson, Sailing the World Alone. She's 500 miles out in the North Atlantic. The wind is rising, and the mainsail won't fall. Judith must climb the mast. Struggling against a rolling sea, she strains for a foothold. Right now, Judith wishes she were below with a hot cup of coffee. Nescafe. At sea, nothing satisfies like the robust flavor of Nescafe. Flavor that can cut through the coldest winds. Robust flavor that helps make Nescafe the world's largest selling brand of instant coffees. The boat pitches forward, and Judith holds tight as she reaches for the halyard. Finally, the mainsail falls free, and Judith heads below for her reward. A steaming hot cup of robust Nescafe. Nescafe, regular or decaffeinated. Robust flavor that won the world.
Ronald Reagan is making it official tonight to the surprise of absolutely no one. He's a candidate for the Republican nomination for the presidency. Jerry Bowen reports from New York.
Ronald Reagan launched his campaign by citing the economy as the main problem facing the country and blaming the federal government for what he termed the present disaster.
The key to restoring the health of the economy lies in cutting the tax rates. At the same time, we need to get the waste out of federal spending. Now, this does not mean sacrificing essential savings, nor do we need to destroy the system of benefits which flow to the elderly, the sick, the poor, and the handicapped. We have long since committed as a people to help those among us who can't take care of themselves. But the federal government has proven to be the costliest and most inefficient provider of such help that we could possibly have.
Reagan said the federal government needs to be streamlined, with many of its responsibilities returned to the states. He didn't say which ones. Tomorrow, the campaign moves to Washington. Jerry Bowen, CBS News, New York.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Arkwright Boston, a most unusual insurance company, wants you to consider this. Last year, American industry was staggered by over $650 million in accidental fire loss. Nearly three-quarters of these accidents were caused by people, because in most cases, the facilities had the proper emergency equipment. They had alarms, sprinklers, and fire doors. The equipment didn't fail. People failed. As one of America's largest loss prevention insurers, Arkwright Boston is doing something about the problem of human error. Through the Factory Mutual system, we're providing programs that teach safety procedures and emergency actions to employees. We're working to set up monitoring systems that assure these safety programs are in effect and up to date. At Arkwright, we know that working with companies is the key to working successfully for them. And no one has a better record than we do. Arkwright Boston. We do it better because we do it right.
Stocks down on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 814, down 7.85. The average price per share was down 12 cents on the New York Exchange, a moderately heavy volume of 29 million shares. The average price was up 1 cent on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.